I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Hey, keep rolling, rolling, rolling. You remember that song?
It's been a while since you kicked us off like that, too.
Move in, now move out. That's a Limp Bizkit.
Wow, dude.
Limp Bizkit,
I wasn't
dude.
Allowed to listen to them.
No, yeah, I wasn't allowed either. High school? Maybe I wasn't. My brother was in high school. Yeah. I was in middle school.
Yeah, I was probably like, I don't know, fifth or sixth grade.
Yeah, but they had like, Fred Durst had the red backwards like Yankees hat.
Oh, for sure.
Gosh, it was so
way
cool.
Too big for his head, obviously. Yeah. Over his ears, ears tucked in.
And he dated, ears tucked into the hat?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. That's a move.
And he dated Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goat.
You know what I think? Yeah, goat. Here's, all right.
What do you think?
No, no, dude. First of all, well, all right. Well, let me just start off. Okay. Cause like, you know how like this, that like, generation of like kids in their 20s now have, tell me if you go with me on this.
Sure.
Like if you ask a kid in their 20s, like who's like your girl, right?
Mm.
You would have like, I don't know, like Ariana Grande or like Hailey Bieber, who, I don't know, maybe not even, who's like the popular,
like who are the it girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Paris Hilton was an it
no,
girl.
No, no, no. Like, no.
Oh,
I'm,
now?
What my premise is I'm 38. We never had any. Because you had the older, like, you know, who's the girl that, like, dated, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger and, like, all those, like, older, like, generation of, like cover models.
Like Pam Anderson.
Before that. Yeah, no, the ones that are, yeah. And then I was going to say Britney Spears, but we don't really... Who is like my age of girl? I don't have one.
What year did you graduate high school?
Nah, 2002.
Okay.
So like Britney Spears was around.
Right.
But like Christina Aguilera was around.
Right.
Paris Hilton was around.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't call, who, like, I'm trying to think of all the girls that were like, oh, like of the older generation, like the first generation of like cover models.
Yeah. I'm literally just Googling who like were celebrities in 2002.
Yeah. I'm going to look up
Mandy Moore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't have any.
Mm-hmm. Ashanti.
No. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Ashanti, dude. Like
Cameron Diaz.
Nah, I mean.
But it wasn't, to your point, like, it was not as poppin'. It was just like they're movie stars or something, you know, or musicians. I almost said magicians.
Let me look up 90s, like
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
When American Idol was peak.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. The like Cindy Crawford.
Okay.
That's like the generation before me.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Cindy Crawford, like that, like those type of that are everybody, like Kate was like, no, that's not like all those girls before then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yep.
That's like we had a tough era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There wasn't as much media. Like people just weren't out. There was no social media.
Yeah, but before then, the magazines came out and there was like, oh, those were like supermodels.
Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Avril Lavigne.
We got nothing. Yeah. I like Avril Lavigne, though.
I did too. She's dating Tyga now.
Yeah, another one, Claudia Schiffer.
I don't even know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, those are like, that's like Heidi Klum. These are like, I would even say like Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Like before me.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be like, before my time.
Yeah.
And then we had like a, because you say Fred Durst like dated Britney Spears. I wouldn't say, well, maybe because everything she's gone through. I mean, God bless her though. God yeah, bless dude. Her. I got nothing to say. But
Britney.
And then like, yeah. And then, by the way, that all came true of what I said about that.
What part?
I made a post about that. I go, she needs supervision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody crushed me on the internet. And
yeah.
Then they were like, oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we just got back from the border, baby.
I can't wait to hear about
this weekend, headed to Shreveport, Louisiana on Friday. Fort Worth, two shows in Fort Worth Saturday. Both shows sold out. Two shows in Fayetteville, Arkansas, both sold out. Maybe there's room in the second one. Cleveland, Mississippi, Memphis, Tennessee, St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina to round out March, April. Charlotte, Clear Lake, Iowa, baby, let's go. Omaha, Kansas City, Athens, Savannah, Augusta, Asheville, the month of May, Jacksonville, Tampa, Fort Myers, and a bunch of other ones down there. But there we go. Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Boise, Idaho. Then we're going all over the West Coast in June and July. It's going to be a whole vibe.
Phenomenal.
But remember, do you, this isn't an advertisement for my shows, but do you remember when the Morgan Wallen show last week?
Yeah.
It was like a bridge show. And then there was like he's going to stream it live. Mm-hmm. The advertisement was like, he's going to stream it live on his socials. It was like, oh, what are all those idiots that waited in line? Because now they're going to stream it live. I go, what? What? That's like saying, hey, do you want to go to the Super Bowl or do you want to watch it?
Yeah.
It's what? It's live. You want to go to it.
Yeah.
And that's what's...
Do you want to go eat at that restaurant or do you just want to look at their Instagram?
Or like maybe order... Like what? That's like part of... Like a live comedy show or like a live comedy show, especially because there's so much energy in there.
Yeah.
Because there's so much risk in there. Mm-hmm. And you're feeling it live that you would never feel like, oh, I'll just watch his special. It's like, yeah. I mean, kind of, but
it's
not
like being really. Around other people in the room too gives you such like a, because it's a communal thing. Like we're all in this, we're all experiencing this whole thing together. Like that's the feel.
Sink or swim.
Yes.
And you can, and there's a lot of swimming going on.
Yeah.
But there you go. I can't believe like that my two openers, the guys, I don't even call them openers, the other comics that come with me, Derek and Caleb, we have both on this pod. They go, oh my goodness, that guy was incredible. Because whatever your expectations are for the opener at a comedy show, and then you're like, we all experienced that guy like build momentum in it. And you're like, oh, this guy's killing.
Yeah.
And then I came out and where were we in, I think, Albuquerque, where I ask, there's two parts of crowd interaction where I ask a question. And this girl, it's so like somebody came to the meet and greet. He's like, does anybody ever get mad when you like say, I go, nah, never. Because if you're not, you don't want to be a part of the show. You would never raise your hand. Like I go, raise your hand if you are, I have a question that I ask everybody. And then it just gets out of hand. But this girl goes, she said a story about how she got kicked out of church. She goes, I got kicked out of church. And I mean, there's 2,000 people in there.
Yeah.
And I go, what? And she goes, yeah, I bit my identical twin sister bit my Sunday school teacher. It's just something unhinged. And everybody was like, what? And it was lie. I go, this is lie.
Yeah. This-, this is why you come.
This is a lie.
I can't breathe.
This is a live comedy show.
Yeah.
And everybody was dying because nobody knows what she was saying.
Like you chose this forum to share that right now? And this is where you want
to
tell the story?
Yeah, it's it's like a risk to like, to open it up. To like, but Chris Rock did in his... live special, he messed up a joke.
Right.
We talked about that.
We talked about that last week, yeah.
And it was like, oh yeah, it's live. But did you see that interview on the red carpet
with
Heather Graham and Heath Ledger, RIP.
Yeah.
It was go to the red carpet. What was that?
Wait, it was just the terrible interview. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
I saw this last night. Let me find out who that actually is.
Hugh Grant.
Yes. Terrible, bro.
Terrible. Dude.
So what bad.
It's horrible.
It's Ashley Graham. Ashley Graham.
Who did I say? Heather Graham. I think. Oops, that's somebody different.
Ashley Graham was doing the interview. It was terrible.
Yeah.
It was just so bad. And like this, I was talking with some people about this, and we were just talking about how crazy it is. Like you're wheeling out celebrities. Like she's not, this isn't what she does.
Ashley Graham is the model, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Who's Heather Graham?
I don't know.
I don't know who that is. Maybe that. Yeah. Is there a Heather Graham?
Heather Graham is an actress.
Oh, from The Hangover. Or no.
License to Drive. She's an Austin
Heather
Powers.
Heather Graham's in The Hangover. Yeah. There you go. She's all right. Heather Graham is a swimsuit model, right?
Ashley Graham.
Ashley Graham. All right. She was the interviewer.
Yes.
And you. I wish.
It's terrible.
It was awesome. I mean, it was terrible.
It's terrible.
But like, why would you think that's going to go good?
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, you want to wheel out a name because you think you're getting the name. Like, great. Good for you guys.
She's hosting.
She's
yeah.
She's terrible at it. Yeah, it's not her fault either. Like, this isn't her job.
Yeah. She's going, why? Why? But
put her in a swimsuit on a beach. She's going to crush it.
She's going to kill.
That's what she does.
But they were hoping that the celebrities or the actors are going to carry.
Yes.
Right? Make them fun and make him like do the actor thing that you do on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Be Hugh Grant. And for whatever reason, he was like, nah.
Dude, his face when he ended, too. Like, he's got to give the mic back to somebody before he walks away. And he's kind of just like, oh, that was bad. Please take this away. But
I wonder if he was caught off guard by it.
I'm sure he was.
Yeah.
Because those guys on the mic, like those people on the mic are so prepped and ready for everybody that comes through.
Well, she had like five questions that were like, I mean, but it was like, oh, Vanity Fair, that's where we get loose.
She was like, how was it being in that movie? And he was like, I was in it for 3 seconds. I mean, I just kind of, you know.
Well, I think when you get like, above, like, that's when you get, like, above, like, I don't need this. That's when you risk somebody going, like, a little wonky. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, Hugh Grant is done every movie.
Yeah.
Has whatever you can achieve, he's achieved it.
Yep.
Right? So then he goes, yeah, I don't need that. Like, when I go, like, the last red carpet I was on was at the NASCAR Awards. Mm-hmm. And I would like to be in that community. In fact, I would like to be more in that community. So I'm like I'm 100% John Chris.
Yeah.
I'm all the way. I go, I'm just all night being fun guy.
Yep.
Yeah. But he goes, if you've been to, how many of those has he been to?
All 30? Of them. Yeah. 30? I'm sure all of them.
Everyone.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah. Like,
it's Hugh Grant.
Like, yeah. He goes, you want to go get an outfit for the, right?
She said, what are you wearing tonight? And he was like, my suit. She's like, well, who made it? You didn't make it. He was like, I mean, I forgot my tailor's name. I don't know.
He said, why, who cares?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Why are we talking about
this? But I bet, I might be wrong about this, but I bet in the contract of his movies is if they get it nominated, he has to appear.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because the people go, well, just don't go. I bet.
No, he has to go. It's like when athletes have to do the post-game press conference. It's the same deal.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
And when you get a little, when you get a little bit of power, or I was like, it's just like Eminem. He goes, I will never go to the Grammys again.
Yeah.
I will never go again. Because the people that they nominated and they left, I think it was some of his friends, they goes, I don't need this. Mm-hmm. But when you're coming up, but Eminem doesn't need anything.
You do what you want when you pop it.
Do what you absolutely want when you pop it. You don't need any of that.
No.
And then, like, so somebody goes, hey, you can't, in a press conference, you can't criticize the refs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you go, well, my money outweighs the fines.
Yeah.
So I am going to say it.
Yeah, $10,000 fine now feels like $100.
Yeah, the construct. Yeah. Well, I was talking about, we watched this this like Mormon documentary.
Nice.
About the Mormon church and the fundamental, and they had all this like power, and anybody that came up, it was like in this community in like rural Utah, and anyone that had like a business, a man like started a business and it started to get like bit, and he started to have money, then they would make him sell it to the church.
Whoa.
And then work in the church, and then the church now owned it.
That's like China.
Yeah, yeah. So the church owned all the businesses all the men's businesses. Not women have businesses too. But
sure.
Well, no, maybe not in that situation.
Yeah.
No, they didn't.
No, they don't.
No, not being not sexist, that they didn't.
Right.
Women didn't have it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a crazy.
But because it's power.
Yeah.
And so like, and when in the what's wild about the documentary is when you say like, hey, this guy can choose whether or not you go to heaven. Mm. And like this life is 80, 90 years in eternity. Like that is all the power.
Yeah, you're going to sell that guy your business.
That's all the power. And when you leave, the people talked about when you left the church, you were walking to your eternal damnation.
Wow.
Leaving, you know?
Yeah.
So that guy has, and I was telling Lydia after we watched it, I was like, it was kind of like this a little bit at the church that I kind of came up at, is that I was like in the church, like trying to be on the leadership team on the whatever. And then I was like making these videos for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started putting these videos on YouTube, and then they started like popping, like popping, for back then.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I kind of had like around the community, like more power than the pastor.
Interesting.
Because at the beginning, I would like, you know, do something. And he's like, you know, we might have, I wrote a story about it in my book that I made out with a girl. And then my pastor is like, you know, I think we're going to take you off leadership team. And, you know, really like stripping me of my rise, right? Like, which is absurd because it's in church, but every business is like that.
For sure.
And then you started to get, like, I love the Hugh Grant thing because when people come out of the, like, an employee's like, I need this job. I'm like, dude, other businesses are trying to, I'm out.
Yeah.
Here's the truth about what's going on here.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
That was him. So he was just looking around like, this is going poorly. Yeah. Right
and
now.
He goes, it doesn't, but I
don't
also,
need it. So.
Yeah. I don't need it.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to throw her a life raft because I don't need this to go well.
And why did you put her out here?
Sure.
This is not. Like,
I wonder if Hugh Grant even knows who she is.
Probably not.
She is a huge deal.
Yeah, huge.
I wonder, but I mean, she's not Hugh Grant huge.
Yeah. But he goes, like, I don't know. Yeah, right. He goes, well, you should be better. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
I am dull. I'm off the clock. I mean, I'm on the clock, but I'm not being Hugh Grant. I'm not an actor right now.
Right.
I'm just out here.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get my seat. I'm going to have a drink. And everybody's going to parade up there and say about how they applaud movies that are not good. And then we're going to go home. Now I want to be here.
He's like, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Yeah. Who said that?
That's it. Marshawn Lynch at the Super Bowl. Yeah. I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Once you go, I'm good. Like Aaron Rodgers right now.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll figure it out.
Yep.
Well, you can't do that. I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm Aaron Rodgers.
It looks like he's going to the Jets too.
Is he?
Yep.
Awesome.
Crazy, dude.
I feel like anybody that takes the power rules.
Yeah. He is a good example of that too, where over the last couple of years, he's just had this like, break out of the whole system, like mindset, where he's like, well, "Dude, I don't really care how the NFL wants me to do it."
Yeah, and what he said about COVID and all the players that got cut because they didn't have the vaccine. Like, he was very honest, and that's gotta scare him the NFL to death
for sure.
But then the NFL goes, "Well, we don't have any recourse."
Yes,
like
they need the athletes. Like, they need the athletes more than the athletes need them.
They need Aaron Rodgers.
For sure.
Yeah, not all the athletes.
No, you're right.
But they need Aaron Rodgers.
Top level guys.
And you hear from somebody, that, you know what we should do? Somebody that speaks out before they have enough, and then they're done.
And it's like, dude, you should have waited. You jumped the gun there,
and
bro.
And he's like, okay, you're fired. I never heard from again.
He's like,
shoot. I jumped the gun too early. That's funny.
I thought I was popping and I could do what I wanted.
I wasn't popping enough. You're like, okay, you're fired.
Yeah.
What? No.
No. Yeah.
Like, you thought it was going to go different. Yeah. Gosh. I think one of my buddies told me a story about a guy that made a lot of money for his investment team.
Nice.
And he was like, you know, he started like showing up late, you know, dressing different, being just overall like antagonizing to the business. And then he came in, he's like, hey, I made the company this much money I deserve. And they go, all right, bye. And you go, dang it. That's the ultimate backfire, dude. Yeah, dude. The ultimate backfire. Shoot.
Oh, you thought that we didn't, that we needed you.
Oh, we don't. Dang it. But like it's funny, like in a relationship or in like you go, hey, we're both trying to work together or a boss, or you go, oh, I'm coming in. You're like, oh, shoot, I overshot. It's hilarious.
I now see I'm over my head here.
No. But Hugh Grant, like, what are they going to say? Is there any backlash to Hugh Grant? Nobody said he was like a jerk or anything.
No,
they?
I don't think so.
Hugh Grant news.
Ashley Graham was caught by TMZ and she said, you know what? My mom has told me to kill him with kindness. So there you go. I had so much fun. So she just played it as like, well, go to
Hugh Grant and then go to news and see if there's any. nothing saying anything bad, right? I think anybody critical of him? I can't read that.
It just looks like everybody's calling it an awkward interview. Nobody's shaming anybody. Kind of, they're just kind of calling it what it is.
Yeah, everybody gets out on top.
Yeah.
Freaking awesome, dude. But I bet seeing that live, because we saw it and you're distant from it because you're watching it through a screen.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you ever watch anybody's like anything live on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or like, I guess the Chris Rock thing is great.
I watched like a Pat McAfee show live.
Have you ever gone live?
Have I been live?
Yeah.
I did some live stuff with Busting with the Boys.
I've done an Instagram live every now and then.
Yep.
Dude, terrifying.
Yeah.
terrifying.
For sure.
Just going live because you, somebody scrolling there, go, oh, we're watching this.
Yes.
We're watching this ship sink.
Literally,
might have been pretty funny. It. Yeah, but I've done so. Whenever I have a funny idea that live streams, it's funny. But you go, oh, we're watch. Like, there's more. Your heart starts beat a little faster.
Mm-hmm.
You just go, okay, there they are. You can comment whatever you want, and they're not an actor.
Yep,
they're looking at the comments live.
Yeah,
and if somebody goes, why do you dress like that? You look like a, and you see them see it.
Yes,
and you go, whew. Versus like when somebody goes like on TikTok, they used to do a lot of like blind reacts. Like, mm-hmm. You're not blind reacting to this.
Right.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
You could be the best actor in the world. You could be Hugh Grant. Yeah. And we would not buy that you did this.
Yeah, dude.
Going late, being live. And imagine watching someone live. We should do it. I talked to the YouTube about us doing a live show.
Yeah, dude.
Just do it live.
Yeah.
But then we couldn't cut anything. How often do we cut stuff?
Very rarely.
A handful.
I could count it on one hand for
three
sure.
Three times?
Maybe.
Then I go, we can't put that in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I just got back from the border.
Yeah.
The border. Yeah. Albuquerque. Went to Albuquerque, El Paso, and Midland, Odessa. We went to, super quick, we went to the Breaking Bad house.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, the Breaking Bad. See, that's like the most popular scene in the whole video is mm-hmm. the house, right?
Yep.
Skyler is her name? Walt and Skyler's house.
Yep.
Okay. We drove up there and it's in a residential neighborhood. And there's a house, the roof has been redone, and then there's security camera, there's a huge gate, security cameras, signs, keep moving, don't mess with our and I go, this is one of those things where people like set up like the victim mentality and they just, it's better for them to live like that instead of, hey, just move.
Yeah.
Just move or freaking Airbnb this place. It'll rent for $5,000 a night.
Yeah.
But it's always like the victim mentality to live like that, man. And everybody's bothered. And she sits out on the porch and flicks everybody off.
The lady who lives in the house?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Like you knew what you were getting.
And it's, yeah, that when I go, it's like somebody that goes, like you can only complain about your boss for so long
mm-hmm.
before you can be like, well, just don't work there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's this idea that every, yeah, there it is. It's this idea.
Literally, if you just search Breaking Bad House, the full address comes
okay,
up immediately.
Okay, so those, it looks like they're making a,
that's them
fence,
building
right?
the fence there, yeah.
Like a building a fence.
Yeah, it's in it like a regular neighborhood.
It's in
right?
a regular neighborhood. And people are driving by all the time. Yeah, there it is. But it's more than, now that fence is all the way up and there's signs and cameras. And yeah, I go, oh, I don't, but you know the person that goes, you know, my kids are just, they're bad kids, or my husband or my wife, and they just like to live like that.
Mm-hmm.
That it's somebody else's, right?
Yep.
Somebody else.
Yep.
And if only, there it is. And there's more cones out there. That there's more of a gate out there. They changed the roof because the pizza thrown on the roof thing was like one of the major, and people kept throwing pizzas up there. If I own that house,
yeah,
I would, first of all, make a fake pizza, throw it up there.
Yes.
Have it up there.
Yes.
And say, hey, pull into the driveway. We got some photo booths in here.
Mm-hmm.
Freaking Walt, we hired him. He lives here.
Mm-hmm.
Jesse Pinkman, whoever. Somebody's going to be here all day. One of the actors, they all live there. All the actors live there.
Wow.
Not the major ones, obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
They all lived in, they're all like locals there. Like, hey, Tuco's coming by Thursday afternoon,
wow.
4 to 6. Or I'm just saying.
They can make a living off that forever.
But it's, she's like, she's very present at the house and very like, and I go, oh, but I bet you kind of like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Did she live in the house before they shot it? So she bought it after the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, there's no way she didn't know.
I mean, the
realtor had to have told her.
Okay. So they filmed season one at that house.
Yeah.
And it was such a, like, they had to close down the whole neighborhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then season two going forward, they've just built it off. They built the exact replica house on the set.
Oh,
so okay. They used that for season one. So she may have bought it, not
before the show really popped.
Maybe you could buy that. You didn't think this was going to happen.
Sure.
I can buy that because they sold it, which they should have kept it.
Yeah.
Because it's in a neighborhood.
I wonder if other houses in other shows are like that, like the Sopranos house.
Oh, yeah, good.
Like, I wonder if that one.
Well, we went to a couple houses on Breaking Bad. Yeah. There's the.
Yeah, the Sopranos house hit the market in 2019.
Yeah.
Starting price at 3.4 mil. I wonder if people go and like mob that one, because that's a super famous one too.
Mob? Nice, dude.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
Stumbled into that one.
Yeah, or the Jerry Seinfeld, the diner on Seinfeld.
Yep.
Yeah. That they go, hey, what is this? More business? What's it? More attention?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, yeah. But it's like, you could go, hey, I could sell, it's not... It's just it's a house in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it'll sell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
Yeah.
And then you, or just use it as a million people would buy that house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just go, she's like, she's always up there and she might flick you off. And she's like, she's always walking like around the house from the garage to the, you're like, oh, you just like, this is your, just.
Yeah. This is your thing.
Just give me 1%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is.
Just give me 1%.
And we'll get to more Egos Anonymous later.
Oh, we got plenty. What do we got? We got a AG1, by the way, by Athletic Greens. I had mine this morning.
So did I.
I'm feeling hype.
I love it, dude.
Yeah. AG1, Athletic Greens. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2000. I saw an Athletic Greens commercial.
Where?
On TV.
Nice.
I was like, oh, yeah, we're with them.
Big stuff, man.
Yeah. Basically, what it is a, how do you describe it? It's a scoop of...
it's a powder.
Yeah.
Drop it in water.
Yeah.
Drink it up.
That's
once a day.
Yeah.
It's simple.
And it's a bunch of like, I'm not a big pill guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these are better, easy for me to, yeah.
Yeah. Powerful. It fits into your lifestyle. It's the healthiest thing you can do under a minute.
Boosts
I love
energy.
That. I love that they say that because it is. I can't think of another thing. I've tried to think of something more beneficial that I could do in under a minute. I don't know.
Well, I take a bunch of different things. You can just mix one scoop of powder and water once a day. Yeah. And I have the big jug thing. And then I have the ones to take on the road.
Yeah. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients of the highest quality that give me and John major benefits.
Major.
Like gut and mood support, boosted energy, and even healthier looking skin, hair, and nails. And I mean, you guys can attest to that. We look so much better than we used to look, sure.
Yeah, it's because of Athletic Greens.
One scoop of powder mixed with water once a day, AG1 gives you increased energy, mood support, making it easy to live your best life.
I would say, yeah, when I'm out there on the road, like you don't know what, you pull up to in a loading dock in Albuquerque, New Mexico, you don't know what is going to go into your body that day.
You have
day.
No idea.
You're like, I don't know. You want to go get a churro? We have no idea.
Yeah. It's that's like what there's we a did, pizza actually. Up on the roof. If you want to go
we
get
can all
that.
Do that. But first, if you start like this way, then you're like at least fortified for the rest of the day.
No question. Yeah. So if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. So go to athleticgreens.com/net positive. That's athleticgreens.com/net positive. Check it out.
Be like us.
Baby. That link is in the description too. Yeah. If you guys just want to be lazy and not type.
Yeah. Remember, I was going to talk about the things that people have pitched, like celebrities have pitched that you don't buy.
Nice.
Like LeBron James and IKEA.
Yes.
You go, I doubt it.
Yeah, no. I doubt it. He's not getting in that thing.
We take Athletic Greens. We sleep on the sheets. We use the Manscaped.
All of them.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I would go, do you go, Brett Favre and the Wranglers.
I think he rocks those.
I think he rocks those.
I think he also rocks the, he was repping the copper fit sleeves for a while. I think he rocks those too. Like it's like,
yeah,
it's like
I bet
a compression
he rocks
sleeve
those.
For
yeah.
like your knee or your elbow or something.
I think he's those. On that. Do you think Joe Montana's in the Skechers?
You know what? I do.
I do too. I do too.
Yeah. Yeah I buy that one.
That, you know who endorses a lot of stuff? Shaq.
Yes.
Shaq
All
endorses
the stuff,
a lot of stuff. Yes. Dude. Shaq is like on pizzas.
I think he does
on
Kia
Icy
too.
Hot.
Is
he?
The Icy Shaq, Hot one is crazy.
He's like, dude, I took out the front seat. I sit in the back seat. Yeah.
The general.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Now, I bet he has one car.
Yeah.
So, under the general.
Okay.
Do you think Shaq has the general as his insurance?
No.
I don't
think so.
Well, I don't know. Is the general, we're saying the general is second rate insurance, right?
Yeah.
It's like cheap insurance. It is. It is.
I mean, I know nothing about
it. Yeah, but the general is cheap insurance.
Look, he's on the homepage. If you go to the general, thegeneral.com/Shaq.
Yeah. Now he, that's what he, when he, in his podcast, that's what he promotes, thegeneral.com/Shaq. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's got his arm around him. They must be tight.
Yeah, he must. I bet. Yeah. There has to be something where he does, like, he does have one of his cars under it.
Here you go. The truth is, I was a customer of the General in my college days at LSU.
Okay, all right, all right.
Like most kids starting out on their own, I didn't know much about insurance, but they helped me out. I'm still a customer to this day. If he said that.
That must be true.
There you go.
There you go. I buy it.
So he bought one Kia and put it under them? Just to just to check two boxes?
Yeah. He's like, two birds, like, one
hey,
stone.
Hey, y'all take both of these. Yeah. So then I'm good. Am I good? Yeah. Everybody good?
Good. I'm investing in rings. See, yeah, I'm a billionaire.
Oh, what do you want to get? You want to do the, you want to do the, oh, the Jamie Lee Curtis thing is funny.
Yeah, let's hit that.
Yeah. Did you see this?
No.
What is it? Jamie Lee Curtis thinks that we should, first of all, I don't like the word normalize. That's annoying to me. Normalize. Yeah. Okay, all right. Jamie Lee Curtis thinks we should normalize making concerts happen in the afternoon.
I'm with it.
I mean, if you're going to like a Kenny Chesney, it like it starts at 2.
Mm-hmm.
Read what she said.
She goes, I'm gonna say this now as a taunt and as a suggestion. You too. Do a matinee.
All right.
Coldplay, do a matinee. What about a 12 noon concert, Coldplay? What about it? End quote.
All right. Okay. Well, we have our 7 o'clock shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have our 7 o'clock shows everywhere. And then we add matinees instead of late shows.
Got it.
Because my crowd is not a typical comedy crowd.
You're not a 2 a.m. show guy.
I'm not even 9:30 show guy.
Got it.
Most of the people that are coming out to my shows have a babysitter. Mm-hmm. Or have come. Yeah, they don't. They. No one's coming to. Like, we do them every now and then. But if we have a 7 o'clock show and we sell it out, we want to add a second one. We go earlier.
Yep.
At like 4. But you're like, that's a weird to see a comedy show at 4.
Sure.
And you're like, yeah, but it's not really.
Yeah.
You just go in there and we did a Grand Rapids. We had 4 o'clock matinee show. On fire.
Yeah.
It was on fire.
It's not like there's windows and like there's natural light coming in. Like it's close.
But she's saying if you did a U2 is in stadiums.
Oh, for sure.
But but festivals have them in during the day.
Yep.
You need at night. Now you need darkness for comedy for it to be better.
Okay.
Because people, it's like some of these, you want to hear, you want to be near everybody and you need darkness. But I'd be down with that.
I would definitely go to day shows.
Yeah.
Dude. Concerts? Yeah.
And then get done, go to dinner?
Oh.
Or go to Broadway?
Yes. And you have options. You don't have to settle for like Taco Bell at 2 a.m.
After you get done with the show.
Yeah, you can go have a good dinner.
Dude, I think I'm with this.
I love this.
But not because of like because I'm old.
No. Just practically.
If somebody said, I mean, we went to, where did we go? We've been to like the Monster Jam because that's kids.
Right.
Monster Jam is a kid, and it was at 3 on like Broadway at Bridgestone at like 3.
Yeah.
We got out at like 5:30.
Yeah. And you like, got the whole night. Up? Like you can go home and chill. You can go out, like whatever you want to do. I mean, why stop at noon? Why don't we do a brunch show?
Brunch show. There's a brunch of laugh show at Zany's because it's inside. It's dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah. Pull up there, chicken and waffles.
Yeah, let's go, dude. Yeah.
A little champagne mimosa action.
Yeah, everybody wins.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and you can get a burger if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can pretend it's night.
If you want to.
Put your sunglasses on.
Go in there.
It's dark.
I guess that's like, it's like when daylight savings happens, when it goes forward or backward, it just like messes with you a little.
Mm-hmm.
Did it happen yet or no?
This weekend.
It's coming up.
No, it just happened.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can play golf late now.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's just like, what? When you go from summer to like getting dark at 4, it is brutal.
It hurts, man.
Doesn't it?
That's like, it hits me in the heart every year.
So did me too.
It's like, come on.
I think maybe that I get older.
Yeah.
Like my buddy, he's been on these what are the pills? Like vitamin D pills.
Yeah.
He goes, dude, I just, in the winter, I just need a.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, yeah.
Dude, everybody that I'm one of those people who's vitamin D deficient
from
growing up in the Northeast. It's dark like 7 months of the year.
Yeah.
Dark and gray and cold.
Yeah.
And rainy and snowy.
And it gets to you a little bit.
Yeah.
And you go, dang, I need some sunlight, bro.
And so you're just taking in the sun through pills.
Like, I guess,
how
right?
How crazy is that? Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Or Athletic Greens now, bro.
That's right. I'm good now. I'm covered. I don't need to do all that anymore.
Let's go.
What do you think is the earliest show you would possibly do?
I mean, I've done, let's see. In the morning, I've done church. I've done it in my church.
Oh, sure.
That's not like it's tougher.
Yeah.
In the morning.
Yeah.
I've done several comedy shows in the morning, corporates or something like that when I was coming up.
Okay.
You do like a, I remember going down to, I don't know where I was in Texas somewhere for like IBM or something like that. And nice. it was like 11 o'clock. I'm like, dude, this is a suicide mission.
11 a.m.
To laugh?
Yeah.
Well, what you don't
want to laugh?
You don't laugh in the morning.
Are
you
laughing in a.m. times?
Nah, too much, dude. Too much. With a group?
Yeah.
Well, you kind of have to meet every show, you kind of meet them where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we went down to El Paso, I go, where are Latinos make some noise.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. It was like 90% Latino.
Yeah.
Man, I was like, white people make some noise. I was like, all right. And then we've kind of figured out who was in there.
Yep.
Yeah. And then we went from there. But you got to meet up. So you can't come in firing at 11.
No.
They're like, it's crazy. It's too much.
Yeah.
You got to come in kind of ease it. Like in the morning, like I haven't done a show. Yeah, like at church, they would have me. It's like if I was doing a Sunday night show, they go, well, come on the Sunday morning service and do like a preview.
Nice.
And I got to go up there. Oh, gosh.
Who would be like back to the concerts in the morning?
Yeah.
Who would be the worst like 10 a.m. show?
10 a.m. show? Any EDM. Any DJ.
Yeah, any DJ.
He goes, hey, I hear you. Yeah, she goes, you too. Coldplay,
right?
Sure.
Yeah, she said Springsteen as well. She named a few,
and she's older, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm on board with all that. Yeah. Travis Scott.
That'd be a bad one morning.
That'd be a tough morning show. Yep. Eminem would be a tough morning.
Maybe
show.
Maybe like Korn.
It would be a tough morning show. Yeah, Korn. We're gonna try to get him on the pod. He lives here.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Brian Welch.
Yep.
Yeah. We're going to get him on the pod.
Yeah,
Korn would be a tough morning.
That would be
show.
Wild to have him in here and ask him, would you do a 10 a.m. show?
Any hip hop show would be tough.
Yeah.
But certain country artists would be great in the morning.
For sure. Who would be the best, you think?
Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, that would be a
great
good one.
In the morning. Eric Church.
Mm-hmm.
Would be great. More of the, like.
I think Morgan would be a good morning.
Luke Combs.
Morgan in the Morning.
Mm. Whoa. Mm. Now I would go to that. Yeah. Well, that's what that show was. It was kind of acoustic.
Yeah.
And you got in there, you see that. Yeah.
It would be that. It would be exactly what
Jason
he did.
Jason Aldean would be tough in the morning.
Yeah.
FGL would probably be tough in the morning.
I'd like Sam Hunt in the morning.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
In the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is a country artist in the morning. Most of them, you can go like Johnny Cash, easy.
Oh, yeah.
And because a lot of those kids used to like play at their church.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of the country artists would play at their church.
Right.
Yeah. I go Garth.
Mm-hmm.
I go Garth in the
morning. I think so.
Yeah. Garth is coming to the Ryman at 10 a.m. Go to Waffle House.
They're serving eggs.
Sneak in there.
Yeah.
Dude, I would go.
Catered by Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
That would be sick.
That would be a vibe.
I'd be in on that.
Let's see. Carrie Underwood.
In the morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could do that.
I go Carrie Underwood.
I don't think I'd do Taylor Swift in the morning.
Nah, I wouldn't. Nothing like a Led Zeppelin or like a Kiss.
Mm.
Oh, that's going to be tough in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd do like Harry Styles in the morning.
You would?
Yeah, I'd do that.
Why?
I like Harry Styles. I like Harry Styles too.
Yeah. You can't say that. I like Harry Styles anytime.
I'll take my Harry Styles at any time. Yeah.
There we go. Miracle made, baby.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm sleeping on the sheets tonight, like we said.
Let's go, dude. They're so good.
Yeah, the Miracle Made sheets are unbelievable.
Do you find that they get better the longer that you sleep on them?
They age.
I feel like they age like wine.
Now,
like,
only thing fantastic. It's not like a baseball card where you could sell them because they are used sheets.
Right.
But they do get better.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a game-worn jersey.
They're like,
slept in sheets.
Yeah.
Like selling little pieces of them like they do in the cards.
Yo, Michael Jordan slept on these sheets in game 3 of the finals. I would buy that.
That would be sick.
We got to go on to accomplish something wild.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Putting little pieces of it in a trading card would be awesome though.
Yeah. Like the guys that let's do the read first.
Okay.
Right. you want to get more fit, be a better parent. What would be a better parent?
Wow.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Or get more work done at home. There's one thing that will help, and that's better sleep. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So
sleep. Okay, sleep in general.
Yeah,
this is going to help you get some. Okay, yeah. They sneak up on us sometimes in these ad reads. Did you know that your temperature at night can have the greatest impact on your sleep quality? You want to wake up too hot or too cold? They do that. recommend you check out Miracle Maids bed sheets inspired by silver infused fabrics made by NASA.
Crazy.
Miracle Maid makes temperature regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Too hot, too cold, everything switching around.
Yep.
Got you. You got your Miracle Maid. You all set.
Yeah, I'm a hot guy usually at night. Yeah. I can't. I need fans on. I need AC chilling. And these sheets have helped massively. And did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat?
Okay, I believe that.
I do too.
Yeah, I
That's
believe that.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, I have a, let's finish the read.
Yeah, it can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses. Gross. Miracle Maid, though, offers a whole line of self-cleaning, eco-friendly bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent 99% of bacteria and require three times less laundry.
Boom.
So go to trymiracle.com/netpositive to try it today. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You guys
have heard it before.
Here it is again. Save over 40% and be sure to use our promo code netpositive at checkout to save even more and get three free towels. Upgrade your sleep to Miracle Maid. Go to trymiracle.com/netpositive and use the code netpositive to claim your free three-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/netpositive to treat yourself.
Miracled up, baby. I believe that about the sheets.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I have a guest room in my house.
Yep.
Flex. Mm-hmm. But I go, hey, if somebody, because we usually clean the sheets when a new person comes.
Nice.
So when somebody leaves, like my parents are here this weekend, they just make it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't clean it. And they leave it there until the next person comes. And I go, hey, we can make sure the sheets are clean.
Right.
But I don't want to sleep in a bed that someone else has slept in.
No, me neither.
Why?
Well, for me, I sweat when I sleep. Okay. And I assume other people do too.
If you said,
drool,
yeah,
people, like, I don't know, it's just kind of gross, man.
But it's like, but if you go into a Hampton Inn or something, there's a couch, you go, I'll sit on that. The couch has not been washed down.
Correct.
I'll sit on this couch.
Mm-hmm.
But to get in a bed, and sometimes I would lay on the like top thing and people would be like, oh, don't. That's you got to get in the, because the sheet and the sheet is what you should be touching.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there's all kind of stuff. In a bed?
Oh, no, man. It's like one of those things you just can't think about because you start going down that rabbit hole of like, what has probably gone down in this room?
Well, you know what? The funniest thing about that, Zany's, the comedy club right here?
Yeah.
So right across the street, there's a condo, the comedy condo,
mm-hmm.
So there's three bedrooms in it. And comedians, when they do a show there, stay there.
Cool.
Unless you're big.
Sure.
Then you stay at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about the comedy condo is that we all know, it goes, I know the comic that was in here last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, in a hotel, you don't know.
Right.
You don't have a face with it.
Yep.
You go, oh, that guy checked out of here?
Right.
But that, it's probably worse.
Yeah.
At a Motel 6, if you saw the video of who slept in that bed.
Ooh.
Ugh.
Especially because it's like 10 people in the last 10 days have stayed here. Like, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
If but those walls want, could talk, you
but
know?
But you don't want to bring like, you don't want to have like the guy that like brings their own pillow. You know, you don't want to be that guy.
Well, I wouldn't want to subject my pillow to that.
Mm.
You know, like I'm not taking that home then.
No, you leave the pillow there.
Yeah, if I bring my pillow into a Motel 6, that pillow belongs to that Motel 6 now.
Yeah, 100%.
That's not my pillow.
There are
anymore.
People listening to this pod that bring their own sheets to hotels. I promise you.
You think so?
I promise.
I've never heard of anybody doing that.
Really? No, I have.
Really?
Yeah, bring their own sheets to a hotel. I promise you. It's like the guy in the airport that sits down and sterilizes everything. You know that guy?
Yeah.
With the wipe. You seen that guy?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what you go into a hotel and you get in, you pull off like a hair.
Mm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just evidence that somebody, somebody's in there.
Yeah.
Somebody slept here last night.
I at least need the illusion that I'm the first one to stay here.
Tease me and tell me this is new. Right?
Yes.
And he goes, you flip over a mattress at a comedy condo and there's like a blood stain on it. You go, gosh, dude.
The worst thing is the remote, the TV remote.
Oh, yeah.
That's one that people say is dirty. Like, that one holds all the germs.
Yeah. Yeah. I lick it.
there you go, man. Build up that immune system. Yeah.
Well, I was never a germ guy. Are you a germ guy?
No.
Not me neither. No. I don't mind. Yeah.
I'll share drinks with friends. I'll share food with friends. I'll whatever.
And now I wouldn't lick an ice cream cone with a buddy.
No, that's too much.
That's too much?
Yeah.
Some people say sharing. I had a friend that they said their line is sharing dairy.
Sharing dairy?
Like I'll drink like a Coke after you or like a water, but like I'm not milk.
Okay.
And I'm not going to share any dairy. Yogurt, I'm not going to share with you.
Yeah.
Ice cream.
If I have a milkshake with a straw, would you try? If I was like, you have to try this.
No, that's too much. No.
So is a straw out completely or just on the dairy?
Dairy.
Just for dairy.
Yeah, because there's too much but water would be worse if you think about it, I guess.
Because
the
know.
Dairy, because some of it comes up into your straw, right?
Sure.
Would I go dairy with two straws?
Right. Like, would you take your straw and put it in my milkshake and try it?
No. No.
That's crazy.
No, dude. You?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Another dude?
That's
no.
crazy, bro. No, bro. Come on.
If you go, hey, take a lick of this ice cream cone.
No, I'm not doing that.
Everybody. All right, everyone.
Okay, try my popsicle here.
Yeah, everyone says, if you have lollipop, can I have a lick? No.
No.
That's everybody out. Yo, let me suck on that ring pop for a second.
Yo, try this mint. Pop it out and give it to you. Gum.
That's why. No, everyone says you can't share that, right?
Yeah, that's
gum? Mm-mm. No.
No way.
But if you go, I would go, I would share a pizza with criminals in jail. Pizzas, right?
Yeah.
You're not touching it, I don't think. But it's coming in the same presentation.
Right.
But like you go grab something out of at a bar or something, right? Like, put your hands in there.
Like popcorn on the counter or something. That's supposedly really gross.
Is it?
Yeah. Like the bar nuts.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, supposedly that's disgusting.
Most of that has been gone because of COVID.
Right.
And everybody's individual everything.
Probably for the better.
Yeah.
That's one we could do without, I think.
My brother used to go in room service after they leave it outside the hotels and he'd go eat it.
Wow.
Is that too much?
That's a risk.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't know who's on the other side of that door who just finished eating.
Oh, but in terms of sanitary, it's not a risk.
No, that's what I'm saying in terms of sanitary.
But like, you would need
that's gross.
All right. If somebody left a pizza out there and it was, you knew that it was still hot or not hot, but would you eat it? Because the pizza has not been touched.
Oh, it's not touched?
No, some of the pieces are.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But there's still pieces in there. Those pieces have not been touched. And you're starving.
Yeah, I would probably.
And you're drinking.
Yeah. Oh, then it's a yes, absolutely. Oh, I didn't realize. Oh, yes. Drinking?
Oh,
yeah,
sure,
dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Man, yeah. I'd do that.
Yeah.
Let me think. I wouldn't go. I mean, obviously, if you're starving and you're hungry, the scale, it'll switch over at some point.
Yeah, you're just increasing my level of desperation at that point.
So you gotta go up and drink a bottle of water after somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You just put, well, we used to have the water with the little straw thing on it. We would, all of my brothers, we would all drink out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Just pass it around.
Yep.
Just crushing it.
Yep.
That didn't seem weird.
No.
But if another kid, that's so funny because another kid's like not in our family. It's like, oh, dude.
Do you remember the age when like sharing drinks and stuff started to happen? I remember being like probably 11 or 12 when it started being like, oh, we just all like in sports specifically.
Oh, everybody.
Like, we all just drink out of this thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whatever. Do it. Like,
oh, yeah.
And we all got to get water.
Yeah. It got to be high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then at like, the NFL, they like just squirt it in your mouth.
Right.
Yeah. But you just open your mouth, mate. Yeah. We need to get to that level.
Yeah.
We should have that on this pod.
Just have somebody running over me.
Dude, let's get to the ego stuff.
Okay.
You want to?
Sure.
How much time we got?
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right, dude, we got so many emails about the ego thing from last week.
Yeah. These are so fun, man. I really I like this segment a lot.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, because I think it's so, we're not a self-help podcast.
Right.
Or a comedy podcast.
Right.
All right. But also.
If we can help.
If we can help, we will.
Yep.
Yeah, and there's one email in there that it's a, it was the guy. Well, let's do that one first.
The advice type one?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a wild email, dude.
All right.
Read it out loud. I was dying, dude.
All right. Here we go. So this says, and again, we're going to keep all of these anonymous. If you want to send them in going forward, we will continue to keep them anonymous.
Yep.
Hi, John. Big fan of yours. Loved reading your book and seeing your show in Cincinnati.
Okay, okay.
Listening to your podcast is one of the highlights during the week. Whoa. I wanted to get your opinion on one of my life experiences.
This guy rules.
I'm a big Cincinnati Reds baseball fan. Okay. We have a weekend season ticket package.
Flex.
When going to ball games, I've noticed fans go crazy over foul balls hit into the seats, and I enjoy collecting baseball memorabilia myself.
Okay.
My wife and I were at the Reds versus Marlins game a few years ago, and Giancarlo Stanton hit a foul ball into our section.
Okay.
The ball landed under an old couple's seat, and they didn't seem to know the ball was there and didn't try to get it.
Huh.
Interesting scenario already.
That's a lot going on. First of all, Giancarlo Stanton is the best. He's one of the best players. He says he collects sports memorabilia himself, and he said he's gotten a couple balls.
Yeah,
which is that's why you must go to a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
All right, continue reading.
In my head, I thought when a ball goes into the stands, it's fair game.
Mm-hmm.
I waited to see if anyone was going to try to pick it up, and when no one did, I stood up, walked over, and got the ball from under the seat, and everyone at the ballpark started booing me. It was really embarrassing at the moment. My wife told me to take the ball back Take the ball back to the older couple. And my first response was, but it was hit by Stanton.
All right, that's what I said.
Yeah. Shortly after reflecting on my actions, I want to know how long that period was. I went back and gave the ball to the older couple.
Ah, boo.
I received a loud cheer from the crowd and started to feel better about myself.
Mm.
Ever since this experience, I've always wondered, what is the proper etiquette when going after a foul ball at a baseball game?
It's unbelievable.
I enjoy trying to catch foul balls like everyone else, but now I'm afraid to try due to the fear of getting booed at the ballpark. Do you have any thoughts on this? Hope the story gave you a laugh. Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic.
Fantastic email.
Awesome story. Well written. Thank you.
We didn't even ask for an email. This is great.
This is awesome.
All right. First of all.
Walk through it.
Okay. He goes to a lot of games.
For sure.
And there is some language in here that is skewed to his defense.
Okay.
Because his wife and I were at his wife was there. Okay. He hit a foul ball. The ball landed under an older couple's seat. I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't seem to know the ball was there.
Means it probably landed up behind them and then rolled
down to them.
Yeah.
Okay. In my head, it goes to the stands. It was a fair game. I wanted to see if anyone was going to pick the ball up when no one did.
Which means there was a waiting period.
I suspect that that's not true.
But he acted quicker than he's leading?
Saying I was just sitting there and there's more pitches have gone by. Giancarlo was out. He was down in the dugout.
Sure.
He's just to go. If that was the case, no one would be watching and booing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
No one would care.
No, they would have lost interest.
Yeah, they would have gone back to the game.
Right. Right.
I don't think the story's true.
No, dude. I think he went for it.
He's explained. This is how a husband that gets in trouble with his wife explains the story.
Nice. Yeah.
I go to games.
Yeah.
I catch foul balls all the time.
Yeah.
They were old and they didn't know. And I waited for a long time.
Yeah.
And I went down there. What does he say? How did he get it?
He's just said, I stood up, walked over, and got the ball from under the seat.
No.
Like, there's no way that it was that smooth, man.
Where were the people? If the people were sitting watching the game, this was under their seat, you went from behind them.
You can't.
You can't get down like that.
Not without being crazy intrusive to those old people who are sitting there.
Yeah. And if you went in front of them and the ball was cut, you would have to reach under them.
Right.
I need a diagram. I need to write out exactly where this was.
I mean, you've been to ball games.
Like CSI.
You know how, yeah. You
was
know
it two
how
seats
like,
down?
Tight these are.
Yeah,
these
yeah,
seats.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Was it really underneath them?
And if it was like a foul ball where like it was like a preseason or something where there's not that many people where you can walk,
mm-hmm.
right? You can walk 7, 8, 9 seats down and there's no one there.
Well, it is a Marlins game. Nobody goes to those
games.
Yeah,
great, so great point. Great point. Yeah. So he goes... No one did. They got the ball. And everyone in the ballpark started booing me. Everyone started booing you? It was really embarrassing at the moment. All right. I've seen this before at games.
Crowds booing?
Yeah.
For people like this?
And I say you got to stay strong.
You just got to wear it?
Yeah, you got to wear it. You got to keep it.
Okay.
Now, if it's a kid with a glove.
This is the etiquette thing. Yes.
If it's true, these people didn't know
right.
and didn't care. But if I was, you know, like if you're like committed, he's this guy, if you're like, you know, you Rosa Parks, you're like, I'm sitting here. Mm-hmm. I'm confident in this and I'm passionate about it. This is what I'm doing this.
I'm taking a stand.
Yeah, I'm taking a stand. Yep. If this guy said, hey, I don't care, you're ruining me. Mm-hmm. I'm taking the ball.
Right.
If that, I don't think that's what happened. Now this is what we need. This is what we need.
Yeah.
I'll solve this because he's listening. He has to be listening. Mm-hmm. We need the wife to email.
After.
We need the wife to email her side of the story.
And do not let him censor your email.
That's
type,
great.
Tell this story how you would tell it to your friends if he wasn't there.
Yeah. Now, you and your husband went to a baseball game. Mm-hmm. What
Start
happened?
There.
Yes. Yeah. What happened? We need her to email in. That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
Because the messaging all up top is very... I collect memorabilia. They were old. They weren't looking. Mm-hmm. The ball landed. Everyone had moved on. My wife told me to take the ball back to the older. If you're the wife, though, I feel like you got to defend. Now, in private, you got to be like, hey, that was not the move.
Yep.
Maybe next time we go to a game and that happens. But if your wife does and you go, hey, get off her back. She got the ball fair and square. It'd be like, that's my girl.
Yep.
You right?
United front.
Yeah.
Gotta be united front. Yeah. Public, all right, sure.
They saw cracks. They saw cracks. They saw vulnerabilities. They start booing louder.
I wonder how that drive home was from the game.
Well, he didn't have a ball.
Right.
So I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
My wife told me to take the ball back in the auto. My first response was, but it was hit by Stanton. True. Shortly after reflecting on my actions, that sounds like somebody that got in trouble for saying something racist. I reflected on my actions.
Yeah.
It sounds like a kid that got in trouble. Mm-hmm. I went back and gave the ball to the older couple. I received a loud cheer from the. I would not cheer. Oh, screw you guys.
Yeah.
You were against me.
Yeah.
This experience, I've always wondered what would be proper etiquette when going to the foul ball at the baseball game. I need to see from the wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we'll decide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's let's do great, that. Let's dude. Get the full.
Yeah. We're here to help.
Full story.
We're here to help.
That's a good one.
That's unbelievable. Everybody was sending in about the ego.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Like I was, we talked last week about, you know, all these, how do you best describe this?
Best describe this segment?
Yeah.
Like things that you, when you're getting your tires pumped, when like things feel good to be a part of.
You shouldn't want to feel good about it, but you're being honest about yourself. It does feel good.
Yeah. Like you can't admit that it feels good.
Yeah. Like I go.
It's not guilty pleasure, but it kind of, that term fits there.
Yeah, where you go, it's something very altruistic or something. You're leading worship at church, and you go, but does it feel? Give us 1%.
Yep.
Give us 1% that it kind of feels good from a human interaction to feel good. Mm-hmm. We go, sounds good,
great.
And we got a lot of emails last week. We read them all, and we got tons more this week. And we'll hit the highlights, just the highlights.
Yeah,
because some of these are just absolutely top tier.
And just know that if your email is not read on the show, we read it.
Yeah, we read it.
Still laughed.
Yeah, like and we love you.
We're having fun reading these. Absolutely. So
great
thank
point.
You.
Great point.
Hi, John and Alex. This past summer, I was a counselor at a Bible camp.
Good start.
I absolutely love being a role model for the kids and showing them that there are young adults who care about them and who care deeply about the Lord. And I find so much joy talking theology with the other staff members.
Agree.
But.
Sounds good. Okay.
All caps, but. Number one, it feels incredible to be the funny guy and the favorite of the kids.
Yeah, we have it last week. Somebody said that.
Yep.
Yep.
And I was one of the more athletic staff members, and it felt so good.
Capital.
To beat the cocky middle and high school kids at the games in front of their camp crushes.
I love this. It's a guy. It's a guy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
Dude.
That's stellar. Oh, my. All right.
Okay, so that's number one. Here's number two.
Okay.
I feel more confident at camp than anywhere else. And because of this, it's a lot easier to talk to a female staff member / adult volunteer if I think she's cute.
Okay.
Maybe it's cringy or cheesy, but it works. The proof? After camp ended, I asked out the girl I was interested in, and we're getting married before this next summer even starts.
Wow.
Phenomenal, dude.
Hopefully you guys get a kick out of this. All right, was he giving us percentages?
Percentages. So the norm, he's, what does he say? Normal reason, 30%.
Okay, good reason.
Yeah. Be the favorite, 50%.
Yeah.
Talk to the cute girl, 20%. That's almost a even spread.
Or 50-50.
It's pretty good.
Nah, that's unbelievable.
The first point about like beating the kids in front of their crushes is hilarious.
All right. Well, I feel similar with Elon Musk.
Okay.
He bought Twitter.
Yep.
We want to protect free speech. This is the last where everyone gathers together. If we don't have speech, government falls apart, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
But you're also on there a lot.
Yeah.
And tweeting a lot mm-hmm. and a lot of funny stuff. And you're like, when you got 5 minutes free, you're going to look at there.
Yeah.
You're going to look how many likes and comments and your algorithm. And also, if you are, fine.
Yeah.
50-50, I don't even know what it is. But this, I feel like this will, like, in relationships, or what this will go, hey, just give me 1% mm-hmm. that it feels good. And they go, all right. And then we're like, one person's here, one person's here. We can debate the middle. But mm-hmm. if you can't give me, the guy said, I want to go to camp. Hey, you go back to camp this summer? Yeah. Why? Well, I love teaching the kids about the Bible. Mm-hmm. And
30%.
And I like being a role model. 50%. And I'll see you in the fall.
Yeah.
They go, no. No.
Yeah.
I think it's even if no one else is involved in this, it's helpful for you.
Yes.
It's helpful for the person saying it. I think that's why we got so many emails.
Yeah.
Because when I can, that's all they did in rehab. Mm. Go just say it.
Yeah, it's like self-analysis type. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the beginning, it was impossible. I've told that story in here before about my Range Rover.
Yeah.
That I came back with a Range Rover. Mm-hmm. And they go, oh, you have a Range Rover. You came in here with a Honda Civic. I mm-hmm. came back 1 week after the Range Rover. I go, I don't know. I go, I just need it. I said, I need it for my golf clubs in the back.
Yeah.
And I drive long distances and I feel like it's safer. And they go, dude, go home. Take some time, go on a walk, take some time, be alone, contemplate this, and come back, and we'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah, that's your homework.
That's it. Just do that. And I go, all right, it does feel pretty good when I pull up at the valet. Mm-hmm. And if I'm dating someone to get into that, mm-hmm. and if I pull up anywhere, they go, all right, can you afford a Range Rover? Yep. Are you doing, okay, good. Have fun. Yep. See you tomorrow.
Yep.
All these things that people are doing are fine.
Yeah.
If you just admit them. Elon Musk doesn't have to admit that publicly.
Sure.
But in his private relationships and people, he has to be honest with it. Hey.
Yeah.
It feels a little. Yeah.
Yeah. Like part of you bought Twitter because you could.
Yeah.
Just to say.
And I like to.
I could. And I did.
And I did.
Yep.
And I like to get on there and I like to tell jokes. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of joke telling from Elon Musk.
A lot of memes.
Yeah. The other guy who owned Twitter, I never heard him tweet.
No.
No. Maybe once.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just stellar. Next one.
That's a good one.
That's so good. Dude.
All right. Here we go.
We should just do this. We should just do this at the top of the pod.
Hi, John and Alex. For the last 5 years, I donate blood every 2 months.
Oh, no, dude.
To honor my son. Who is a 24-year cancer survivor, okay. and to bring awareness to the urgent need for blood.
Got, yep, good.
While I love doing my part in making a difference to save someone's life, about 10% of me wants to bring attention to my good deeds, since each time I donate, I post a photo on Instagram showing me donating and urging others to continue donate or to consider donating. Yes, this pumps my ego a bit. Your shows are awesome. Your book was amazing, and I love listening to the podcast every week. You deserve all the attention.
Oh, gas me up, girl. Is that a girl?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter.
It's anonymous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's anonymous. All right. But we're with all these things mm-hmm. that people are doing. We support.
It's fantastic.
It's great.
Yep.
You're doing great things.
Yep.
I just say, because I did that when I had a bit about that on the election. It's mm-hmm. like, I voted. It's like,
yeah.
Well, I want to raise you don't think people know that today's the day to vote? You don't think people know to vote for president? Today,
especially now with how volatile politics
maybe,
is.
Yeah, maybe right, like the no, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't buy that that helped you. That I don't buy that that helped add one more vote.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you think ever somebody has seen the I voted sticker on somebody and been like, oh, shoot,
no, yes. I gotta go. Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
I think so. Okay. I think you have to be registered and know where you, I mean, going to vote is a,
it's a thing.
It's a commitment.
Process.
Yeah, it's a commitment. I rarely.
Yeah.
But what we're saying, hey, do you want more people involved in the democratic process? Yes. Mm-hmm. Are you proud that you contributed to the democratic process? Yes. Mm-hmm. But also, mm-hmm. and that's all we're saying.
Yep.
The but, I should just make a t-shirt to say, but,
yeah.
...
Yeah.
do you support your son, the cancer survivor? Absolutely.
Yep.
But the putting it on the Instagram and people going, wow, such a good person. Like,
yes.
Good.
No question.
Now, we don't have any problem with that. And I don't think if someone, this is like we said, like if a girl posts a selfie, like missing the lake days, and she's like, hey,
yes.
Give me a couple hundred likes and I can sleep better. Yes, dude.
We're still waiting to caption a picture.
Yeah, like we haven't seen one yet.
I could really use
don't tag me in that,
yet.
By the way. Don't tag me in that, by the way. I don't need that on my feet. But good for this person.
That is a good one, though.
Yeah.
I like that one.
And if whoever's in their life or their spouse or whatever, and you admit this to them, they would go, yeah, keep posting them.
If you good can't for you. Admit this, yeah. I don't know if I can trust you.
That's a good way to put it.
You know?
Because this is every person, by the way.
Every person.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Gosh.
Hey, guys. Great. Beyond pregnancy tire pumping, good-looking kids is the ultimate tire pump.
Wow.
This is good. I haven't read this one yet. I'm excited about this.
Hold on. Say it again.
Okay. Beyond pregnancy tire pumping.
Okay. So, we talked about that before.
Right.
Last week.
Yeah. Pregnant women get all the tire pumping.
Yeah. They go out. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good-looking kids is the ultimate tire pump.
Ah.
I'll continue.
Okay.
Not to brag, kind of. Anytime I'm with my kids at a store or really anywhere in public, at least 1 to 2 people compliment how beautiful my children are. Men, women, children, young, old, you name it, they've gushed over my kids.
Wow, okay.
Most kids lose their luster around 2 or 3.
Dang, they're tough. That's probably true, though.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But my oldest is going on 4, and I'm still stopped wherever I go by strangers, giving me compliments on how adorable, beautiful, handsome, etc. he or they are. His okay. brother is one.
Okay.
It's basically like they're telling you that you're beautiful, especially when someone says,
oh,
he looks just like you, after they just told me how gorgeous my child is. Full percent, maybe half, the rest is all effortless ego pumps. Flex on flex. Love the show. This is a good one, dude.
Bro, that almost makes me emotional.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody says, basically, they are telling you that you are beautiful.
Yeah.
Gosh, dude. That is a wild thing to say.
Yeah.
To say out loud.
Mm-hmm.
To go, because we used to, my family, I'm one of 8 kids.
Yeah.
And they would dress us all the same.
Cool.
It was just all of us the same.
Keeps it simple.
Yeah. But in these very, I would say attention seeking outfits. And right. I never looked at it because I thought that's every family, but we would walk in, there's 8. The oldest 8 to like 16 to 0.
Yeah.
All what we walk you? In we were like blue, we had these blue like track suits that we would wear, dude.
That's sick.
I'm going to see if I can find one. I got one all the way at the beginning of my photos.
How did you not have a TV show as a kid? I don't understand how your whole family wasn't just on reality TV.
Yeah, it was, but you go.
It should have been on like TLC.
Yeah, it was. No, it's like 9 and counting or whatever.
Yeah.
But you're like, do we value, I don't know why we had a lot of kids.
Sure.
You'd ask my parents.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of unbelievable blessings for children.
Of course.
Sure. Yeah, obviously.
All the things. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to say, we want to dress all our kids the same, and we want to walk into a Cracker Barrel. And there was a lot of, your kids are so well behaved. There was a lot of that.
Nice.
I remember a lot of that.
That's a big one.
Your kids are very well. Hey, we were at restaurants, and people would leave and be like, we just want to stop you. You got a beautiful family, and these kids are so well behaved.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, get that fix.
Get that. Well, if you go, we believe in discipline in this house. Sure. We want our kids to grow up and have manners. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's a little bit of this for the attention.
Bro, matching tracksuits is like.
It was these blue. My mom listens to this podcast,
nice.
By the way. It's these blue. She knows what I'm talking about. These blue and white like jumpsuits.
Yeah.
And all 8 of us wore them together.
Everybody must have been like, what, these guys just win America's Got Talent?
Yeah, where
like,
do these guys come this? From? Dude, where are they, yeah, what? Are you guys going for the circus? They go, yeah, what? I remember like, what are you guys? Like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what is this? Like,
should I know you?
Is this like
do you guys have a brand deal? Like, what is?
Like a team?
Or, yeah, who
I
are you?
The you know when you see like you would be like, you see like a, like, not in a racist way. You'd see 10 tall black guys
mm-hmm.
in the airport.
Yeah.
What? No, I get a better example. There was a bunch of, we were on a flight to, and it was like a, there's a bunch of guys with like tattoos, long hair, leather. Mm-hmm. That's a better example.
Nice.
And everyone on the plane was going, who are y'all?
Yeah.
That's a better example.
Yeah, you guys are a thing, right?
You like, and you see a people of a certain height or race or a look, you go, what? Yeah. What are, and it was some like, not Anthrax, but like some band that you wouldn't, Anthrax is a band. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Yeah, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah. You looked at me like, what? It was a band.
Because I was like, they were terrorists? Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
You're not playing? We're Anthrax. Yeah. Yeah, get off it. Yeah. Some like metal band.
Got it.
That was not, they were playing at some festival.
Cool.
And they had, but everyone was going, what are y'all?
Yeah.
And you, but you don't, you, dude, just wear sweatpants. But you do the whole,
yeah.
What's going on here? I get it. Also, it's fine. It's also, great. It's fine. I mean, basically, they're telling me that I'm beautiful is a wild thing to hear.
Yeah, I like that this one is like, you're getting the compliment like by transitive property.
Oh, like, it's like secondary.
Yeah, it's yeah. like a secondhand. It's like a secondhand tire pump.
It's like whatever's fallen off the train.
Yes.
And you are there to pick it up. But they're from you.
Right. Now. Yeah. They're like paying homage almost to your beauty. Through your children.
Well, dude, I've that's like a any celebrity. Mm-hmm. Take it's you're getting it second. I get it secondhand mm-hmm. from being in the room with the person.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yep,
I'm getting it. Where are you? I'm at the secondhand.
I'm with so and so.
I'm with. We were out at. It's a secondhand tire pump. It's an emergency tire. It's a spare tire pump. Not yours directly.
There. Yeah.
Spare tire pump.
We got there.
Gosh, that's good. Yeah, I was thinking the emergency, the donut. I was going to donut tire pump.
Nice.
Spare tire pump.
There it is, man.
But hey, it's full. This lady is full right. And you're running back down the road.
Yep.
I love it, dude. That's
back on
beautiful.
The road
that
again.
That is beautiful.
All right, here's this next one.
Here we go.
Hi, John and Alex. Just finished listening to the Tires Pump podcast. Thought I'd add mine to the mix.
Get
Thank
on
you.
Board. We got room.
Wow, raising my children. I have spent the majority of the last 15 years volunteering and the amount of hours per week equivalent to a part-time job.
Okay.
I volunteered at church as a Girl Scout leader at my kids' schools, leading booster clubs, etc.
Sure.
If there is a need in the community and I have the skill set to meet the need, then I volunteer to help.
Sure.
I truly volunteer to help the community and make the world a better place.
I believe it.
But
I believe all that.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
But I also like the thank yous and the compliments I receive as a result. Just this week, I had the ultimate tires pump moment. I led a meeting as a new booster club president, and at the end of the meeting, during the announcements / questions, a gentleman in the front room, praised the meeting as, quote, one of the best he's ever attended, and the room of over 100 parents and coaches applauded.
Bro, stop right there. I'm feeling my tires pump for this.
It's incredible.
For this, I'm putting myself in her shoes.
Yeah.
That's going to be unbelievable. I'll read the rest of it.
Actual applause. Like, I don't think that's normal for a booster meeting. I was floored. I went home feeling so full of myself.
Yes, dude.
Thank you for celebrating all the things that make us human. Love it.
Wow, dude.
That's
I went home feeling so full of myself.
So full.
Like, dude, I'm going to start a nonprofit. Like,
so,
gosh.
So inflated.
I went home. Yeah. I think full of myself is the wrong word there.
Okay.
It's not, whatever that is. Full of yourself means like I go treat people bad.
Yeah.
Or I go, hey, I need more honey mustard. Like, that's full of yourself. Full of yourself is a disservice to the people that you're being a jerk to the people are because you're
right,
but you just drive home and you're just
just a little lighter.
Gosh, dude, I feel good, bro.
That's great.
That is great. She's like doing the average volunteer things, making doing stuff, and then somebody says, I just want to say this meeting is the best we've ever had, an applause break.
That's crazy. Not even after
that's
something
nuts.
She said,
I went home feeling so full of myself.
Yeah.
Good for her, dude. That's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that.
That is beautiful. And I think that's fine.
Shouts out the person in the front row being like, this is one of the best meetings we've ever attended,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, well,
I bet they also got their tires pumped when everybody backed them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If they go, this is what, and nobody said anything.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of pumping going on here.
This is nice.
Well, get to that. Do you have that other one where they ask about the, because I go, well, if that's possible to give to people, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to do that more.
Pump more tires?
There's one in there about the mom.
Yep.
Single mom. Do you have that one?
I believe so. This one? Yes.
Yeah, I read it.
Okay.
Yeah,
hey, John and Alex, longtime fan of the pod, been listening since day one. I was trying to think of where I go to get my tires pumped, as you've been talking about.
Yep.
The responses have been great so far. I homeschool my kids and run my husband's freelance videography business from home.
Okay.
So I don't really have a workplace or audience who knows what I do or could give any type of feedback or hype. Interesting. You're working in the shadows.
Okay, yeah. I like
so that. My net positive is just to say, if you see a mom out there in the world, managing toddlers in the grocery store, helping kids with learning disabilities, running a household so everyone else's life can go smoothly, pump her tires. It would mean more to her than you know. You could also pump her literal tires on her minivan because we'd be driving these kids everywhere.
Nice close.
Thanks for the
great close. Yeah,
nice.
Great close.
Very nice.
All right.
That's an interesting one.
It's interesting because, like the earlier email, I go, hey, do you, I send it. We have a somebody on our team that one of the assistants on our team executed there's a PR event that we were going to, and they sent an email with the summary of the whole event. And I go, I just want to let y'all know that I'm not going to say her name, but did an amazing job. And top to bottom, it was professional, executed, well run, great job.
Awesome.
Sent it back to everybody.
Replied all.
Yeah. Yep. And she goes, oh my goodness. Like that means so, and, but that good. Mm-hmm. There should be more of that going on.
Yes.
But in this case, mm-hmm. I said, what? I thought women didn't want to be bothered at the gym. If this is me,
yeah.
An unmarried 38-year-old man, mm-hmm. presumably single, out wherever they would see me.
Mm-hmm.
If you see a mom out there in the world managing toddlers at the grocery store, helping kids with learning disabilities, running a household so everyone can go smoothly, pump her tires. How? What? What?
Yeah.
What would you like me to do?
Yeah, we need like canned responses that we can go
say,
to
hey,
that will be safe.
Your kids. I'm not saying anyone's kids look good. Mm. I'm not saying that.
No.
I'm not saying any female looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
I think that's out of. I've said a woman's like. We've done this before. Like yeah. Shoes or hat or. I wouldn't even say a woman's haircut looks good. I think that's across the line.
Yeah, this does kind of go back to our whole compliments thing. We were trying to give compliments like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, how do you effectively compliment a mom?
I've told people that they got, I like those shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I like those shoes.
Yep.
I'm not saying I like anyone's sweatpants.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I like anyone's jeans.
Yep.
Jacket, maybe.
I compliment jackets.
I'll go with the jacket.
Yep.
Haircut is even a little... I don't know how I feel about that. A hat.
Yeah.
I like that hat.
Yeah.
Or where'd you get that? I'd do that.
Yeah.
I don't know about... If you see moms helping kids with learning disabilities pump their tire, how?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, that kid?
Yeah. It looks like he's struggling. Good for you. I'm not saying that.
Hey, that kid looks really difficult.
Not saying that.
You know, good job.
Not saying that. Like... Good job. Hey, this looks like I know you're in Panera and you run around and get refills for these kids and they and you're feeding them. I just wanted to let you know you're doing great.
Mm.
I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. Well, the other lady with the beautiful kid, would you say that? That kid is gorgeous.
No, I would not say that.
You
as
wouldn't
a man.
Say that.
No.
Now, I feel like to be fair, whenever Lydia's with me, I feel more comfortable. Saying something to a kid.
Definitely.
Or like talking to it, being more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because you have a nice little cosign right next to you.
Yeah, kind like, of a, yeah.
He's safe.
Yeah.
He means this genuinely.
Don't go steal a baseball from an elderly couple.
Yeah.
But that's not, she didn't sign off on that. But like, oh, this guy is, no, we're, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll do
she's
that.
Like, he's safe. He's, yeah. He's not going to take your kids after
I've
he
talked
tells
to a kid.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I've talked to kids sometimes in, it's a very, like in the, on the jetway. Jet bridge or something like that. The kid right behind me.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm talking about a little kid.
Got it.
I would talk to a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think at one time Lydia made fun of me because I asked the kid if I could have one of his goldfish. She goes, no, you can't do that.
See, I'm with that.
I like, was well,
that's
thank
fun.
You, dude.
Yeah, that's
thank
fun.
You. I go, hey, can I have one?
Yeah.
And she was like, what?
Don't be like, hey, kid, you're really cute.
Can yeah, I have no, a girlfriend? Yeah.
Like, don't do that.
I go, can I have one? And then she looked at her parents. And they go, yeah, it was funny. It's yeah. so funny. Yeah. yeah. I go, did you, yeah.
I like that stuff.
I would do that. Yeah, I'm not, yeah. But I didn't go out, seek the kid out. The kid was in next to me in line.
You weren't sitting at your gate and being like,
where are the kids
that
at?
That kid over there. I got to go ask him for one of the goldfish real quick. Hold
we
on.
We got one more. I got to go.
Yeah.
I got to, oh yeah, we're good. One more and then we'll wrap it up.
Cool.
That's a long one.
This is a long one.
All right.
Do you want to hit it?
I can't read it from here.
I can read it.
Small.
All right. First off, love the podcast. Look forward to it every Wednesday. Now that your tires are pumped, confession time.
Okay.
Nice leading with the tire pump. All right.
That's like a one PSI.
Nice.
You
yeah.
know, like, it's, like, it's, yeah, yeah.
Love
yeah,
the
yeah,
show. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to make sure that picks up on the mic. That's hilarious. I am part of the worship team at a relatively large church in the Northeast. We live in a small community and run close to 1,000 people.
Say the name. I'm just kidding.
Nothing by Nashville standards, but for where we are, it's fairly sizable. Real big fish, small pond energy. Mm-hmm. I want to be up front here and put my cards on the table so that you don't call BS too early. So I'll just...
We've never called BS,
ever.
By the way.
No, never. All I tried right. to one time and I immediately yeah. was slammed.
Yeah, we're not calling
correctly.
It.
Yeah,
by me?
No, you were right. You kept me in line. You okay. were like, no, because I was trying to judge percentages.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
we don't
yeah,
do,
yeah,
do
yeah,
that
yeah,
here.
Do that.
I was
yeah.
like, you're right. I went home. I reflected on my, yeah. I'm objectively a very good vocalist.
Like
my
it.
Point isn't to flex, but I also know that in the church world, the definition of good singer can vary wildly.
I believe that.
So I just want to establish that this isn't that. This yep. is relevant to the confession, so stay with me.
Okay.
Hopefully I've established that I'm operating from a certain level of self-awareness, so I will say this. I genuinely don't seek or even really enjoy attention from people inside the church.
I believe that.
My husband is the pastor.
Okay.
I get more attention than I want as it is. Being small scale famous is not really my bag.
Okay.
Post-church conversations and compliments make me a little itchy. I'm an introvert by nature, and I really just don't enjoy having my tires pumped in that way.
I believe this.
I truly enjoy singing for its own sake. Mm-hmm. I've had opportunities to sing outside the church, and I can officially say that nothing compares to leading a church in worship. I love the satisfaction of knowing that I have used the talents I've been given to serve the church.
Got it.
However.
Oh, now here we go. I believe all that, by the way.
I do too.
Well, I believe all these because I know what's coming.
Yeah.
So when someone says, I'm good, I go, I believe that you're good.
Yes.
Yep.
However, every once in a while, whether it's because they got dragged in on Christmas or Easter, or they saw a video a mutual friend posted in their stories, someone I know from outside the church at gym, work, former classmate, etc., will see me sing, bonus points if I'm playing guitar that week, and their reaction is a level of tire pumping that I know would turn me into a literal monster if it happened more than a handful of times per year.
Yes,
it feels like being the nerdy girl who takes off her glasses at the end of the movie and everyone double takes and decides she's kind of hot.
Oh, great example.
Or maybe like people realizing that Peter Parker moonlights as Spider-Man. It's an incredibly specific high, but man, does it hit.
Oh, man.
Difficult to give percentages because the moment
this.
Is somewhat infrequent. And fortunately, it's not really a moment that I can orchestrate, but I'll be honest and say that when it happens, I'm like 85% ego monster and 15% good guy for about a 6-hour window before returning to a much healthier 95% good guy, 5% ego monster split. You're
yes.
right. That did feel good.
Yeah.
That's a good one, dude.
That's a wild email.
Worth the read.
Oh, an ego monster.
So it's when she gets compliments from outside of her normal circle.
Oh, so the normal circle, she's like, everybody in your family, you're like, yeah, I know that he makes, you know, he does whatever he does. The family knows.
Right.
Or the your boss or your company knows that you're amazing.
Right.
But then you go to the conference and somebody else.
Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people, like, I go, like, for me, with money,
mm-hmm.
I never really got it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Ego, meaning, like, worth or value or, I never really, now, if we could make $1 million, but the it's 85% full.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, we do a 17,000 seater and we sell 15,000 tickets. I'm like,
mm-hmm.
But the paycheck was a monster.
Right.
But I get it through the amount of people there.
Right.
That's how I get it.
Yes.
So what she's saying is, somebody else could do, like, dude, look at this paycheck we brought home. I can buy a Ferrari or that's how I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I never got it that way.
Yeah.
So I get this.
Yeah.
Where you go, oh, you're going to like this because for your ego. You go, yeah, I don't really.
Yeah.
It's like maybe like getting complimented from your like significant other versus getting complimented from like a stranger.
That's that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. My wife can tell me I'm handsome.
And great, and I believe
but, like,
her.
Someone but else tells me.
Somebody goes, I just want to say you're very attractive. Pass out. Gone. What? Gone. That's a wild. Yeah.
That's a good one.
She says I have an ego. Like the language is so strong.
85% ego monster.
But then the other one before it was so strong too.
Yes.
She goes, I turn into a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. A literal monster. That's what she said.
That's great, dude. That's yeah. So then, but if you know that and your significant other or the people that need to know that.
Right.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's a great way to live.
Phenomenal.
Gosh, it's so good. Send them in. Yeah, keep sending them in and we'll keep reading them.
I like that they're getting more and more like.
They're very honest.
More and more niche, very specific things.
How do you get your tires pumped?
Yeah.
If you want to admit it,
yep.
We'll read it.
Yep.
That's unbelievable. Net positive, baby. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Was a positive. You cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.